Section 15, Song Evangelism.
The Ministry of Song, subheading A Soul-Saving Instrumentality. The melody of song, poured forth from many hearts in clear, distinct utterance, is one of God's instrumentalities in the work of saving souls. Testimonies, Volume 5, page 493, 1889. Subheading, The Power of Song. As the children of Israel, journeying through the wilderness, cheered their way by the music of the sacred song, so God bids us children today gladden their pilgrim life. There are few means more effective for fixing His words in the memory than repeating them in song. And such song has wonderful power. It has power to subdue rude and uncultivated natures, power to quicken thought and to awaken sympathy, to promote harmony of action and to banish the gloom and foreboding that destroy courage and weaken effort. It is one of the most effective means of impressing the heart with spiritual truth. How often to the soul, hard-pressed and ready to despair, memory recalls some word of God's, the long-forgotten burden of a childhood song, and temptations lose their power. Life takes on new meaning, a new purpose, and courage and gladness are imparted to other souls. Education, pages 167, 168. Subheading, A Continual Sermon. These words, Song of Moses, were repeated unto all Israel, and formed a song which was often sung, poured forth in exalted strains of melody. This was the wisdom of Moses to present the truth to them in song, that in strains of melody they should become familiar with them, and be impressed upon the minds of the whole nation, young and old. It was important for the children to learn the song, for this would speak to them, to warn, to restrain, to reprove, and encourage. It was a continual sermon. Manuscript 71, 1897. Subheading, Far-Reaching Influence. The service of song was made a regular part of religious worship, and David composed psalms not only for the use of the priests in the sanctuary service, but also to be sung by the people in their journeys to the national altar at the annual feast. The influence thus exerted was far-reaching, and it resulted in freeing the nation from idolatry. Many of the surrounding peoples, beholding the prosperity of Israel, were led to think favorably of Israel's God, who had done such great things for His people. Patriarchs and Prophets, page 711, 1890. Subheading, Attracting to the Truth. A few nights since, my mind was much troubled in contemplating what we could do to get the truth before the people in these large cities. We are sure, if they would only hear the message, some would receive the truth, and in their turn communicate it to others. The ministers warn their congregations and say it is a dangerous doctrine that is presented, and if they go out to hear, they will be deceived and deluded with this strange doctrine. The prejudices would be removed if we could get the people out to hear. We are praying over this matter and believe that the Lord will make a place for the messages of warning and instruction to come to the people in these last days. One night, I seemed to be in a council meeting where these matters were talked over. And a very grave, dignified man said, "You are praying for the Lord to raise up men and women of talent to give themselves to the work. You have talent in your midst which needs to be recognized." Several wise propositions were made, and then words were spoken in substance as I write them. He said, "I call your attention to the singing talent which should be cultivated, for the human voice in singing is one of God's entrusted talents to be employed to His glory. The enemy of righteousness makes a great account of this talent in His service, and that which is the gift of God to be a blessing to souls is perverted, misapplied, and serves the purpose of Satan. The talent of voice is a blessing if consecrated to the Lord to serve His cause. Blank has talent, but it is not appreciated. Her position should be considered, and her talent will attract the people, and they will hear the message of truth." Letter 62, 1893. Subheading, A Connecting Link with God. There must be a living connection with God in prayer. A Living Connection with God in Songs of Praise and Thanksgiving, Letter 96, 1898. Subheading, To Resist the Enemy. When Christ was a child like these children here, he was tempted to sin, but he did not yield to temptation. As he grew older, he was tempted, but the songs his mother had taught him to sing came into his mind, and he would lift his voice in praise. And before his companions were aware of it, they would be singing with him. God wants us to use every facility which heaven has provided for resisting the enemy. Manuscript 65, 1901. Subheading, Bringing Heaven's Gladness. The early morning often found him in some secluded place, meditating, searching the scriptures, or in prayer. With the voice of singing, he welcomed the morning light. With songs of thanksgiving, he cheered his hours of labor and brought heaven's gladness to the toil-worn and disheartened. Ministry of Healing, page 52, 1905. Subheading, The Song of Praise. Often he expressed the gladness of his heart by singing psalms and heavenly songs. Often the dwellers of Nazareth heard his voice raised in praise and thanksgiving to God. He held communion with heaven in song. And as his companions complained of weariness from labor, they were cheered by the sweet melody from his lips. His praise seemed to banish the evil angels, and like incense, fill the place with fragrance. The minds of his hearers were carried away from their earthly exile to the heavenly home. The Desire of Ages, pages 73-74. Subheading, A Weapon Against Discouragement. If there was much more praise in the Lord and far less doleful recitation of discouragements, many more victories would be achieved. Letter 53, 1896. Let praise and thanksgiving be expressed in song. When tempted, instead of giving utterance to our feelings, let us by faith lift up a song of thanksgiving to God. Song is a weapon that can always be used against discouragement. As we thus open the heart to the sunlight of the Savior's presence, we shall have health and his blessing. Ministry of Healing, page 254, 1905. Subheading, To Conserve Christian Experience. Evening and morning, join with your children in God's worship, reading his word and singing his praise. Teach them to repeat God's law. Concerning the commandments, the Israelites were instructed, Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Accordingly, Moses directed the Israelites to set the words of the law to music. While the older children played on instruments, the younger ones marched, singing in concert the song of God's commandments. In later years, they retained in their minds the words of the law which they learned during childhood. If it was essential for Moses to embody the commandments in sacred song so that as they marched in the wilderness, the children could learn to sing the law verse by verse, how essential it is at this time to teach our children God's word. Let us come up to the help of the Lord, instructing our children to keep the commandments to the letter. Let us do everything in our power to make music in our homes, that God may come in. Review and Herald, September 8, 1904. Subheading, All Heaven Echoes the Note of Joy. We must bear in mind the great joy manifested by the shepherd at the recovery of the lost. He calls upon his neighbors, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. And all heaven echoes the note of joy. The Father himself joys over the rescued one with singing. What a holy ecstasy of joy is expressed in this parable. That joy is your privilege to share. Testimonies, Volume 6, page 125, 1900.